Okay, today is Daf Chaf Hey. We are on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis on the second to bottom line. Amar Rav. Rav said, Kiman Kari Parsoi L'Safra Dvir. According to, why do the Persians call a Sefer the word Dvir? Why? Because, Mehacha from here, V'Shem Dvir, Lifnim Kiryat Sefer. The name Dvir used to be called Kiryat Sefer. See, there's a connection between the two words. Okay, very good. Ravashi Amar, Kiman Kari Parsoi L'Nida Dashtina. Why do they call a Nida the word Dashtina? So, Mehacha from here, Ki Derech Noshim Li. Right? Rachel said that. Ki Derech Noshim Li. So, Derech, so what does it do with Dashtina? So Rashi says, to Nutrikin, Dalad, Derech, Shin, Noshim. So it's the Marsha. So what about the rest of the rest of the three words, three letters? It's Dash, Tuf, Nun, Aleph. Dalad, Shin, Derech, Noshim, what's Rashi talking about? What's Dash, Tana? Then it should be Dash, Derech, Noshim. What's Dash, Tana? So he says, no. The dashtana means something normal. That's what the word dashtana means. It means something normal. That's what a woman's cycle is, something normal. So that's what it means, dashtana. Okay. Then it says, Vayidom Hashemesh, Vayareach Amod Ad Yakum Goyavav, Haloitzuv Al Sefer HaYashar. This is by Yahushua. The sun stood still. Right? My Sefer HaYashar. What does that mean, Sefer HaYashar? What is that? Amar v'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, zeh sefer Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, shenikru yisharim. That this is the sefer of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, who are called righteous and straight people. Shenemar, tamos nafshi, mos yisharim. That Bilam said, I want to have a death, like I want to be righteous like them, straight, yashar, straight like them. V'hecha remiza. So where is it mentioned, where is it hidden, where is it mentioned in the Torah that there's going to be a sun standing still for Yahushua? It says, Vazero Vizaro Yiye Malay Hagoyim. Emasa Yiye Malo Hagoyim. Bishah Sha'am Dalochama Li Yahushua. When Yahushua made the sun stand still, that's going to be an unbelievable thing for all the nations. What does that do with Yahushua? So Rashi says, Hecha Ramiza, it's in the third skinny line, Bibracious, Embracious, Sha'asid Yahushua, Lavo Lunais Zeh. Yahushua is going to end up having this nace. How do you get that from that? Yoshua Mishavit Ephraim Ba. He was from Shavit Ephraim. Dichsiv Lamat Ephraim Hashem Benun. Uksiv Befraim Zaru Yiyeh. Malo Goyim. Kalatzos Ismaulim Yeraso Miyamaso Zaru Shal Ephraim Yiyeh Malay Goyim. So it means that someone from Ephraim is going to make all the nations afraid. All the nations wonder. Adam Notzeach Kamal Chama Vembenem Aspani Yodim Ba. Sometimes you have a battle in Africa and they don't know about it in Spain. They didn't hear about it. What do they care? Nothing to do with them. Right? Aval b'shasha amdalo chama liyoshua niru l'chala olam. The whole world knew about this. So, it must be that story. Okay. V'yamor ha-shemesh v'chatzi ha-shamayim. The sun stood in half the heaven. V'lo atz lavo kiyom tamim. It didn't go down like a regular day. V'kama, how long did it stay up there? Amar v'yishua ben Levi. Esen v'arba shayit. 24 hours.
All day.
What?
It's all day.
Yeah. Azal shis v'kam shis, it went six, it came back six. Azal shis v'kam shis, it went down six, it came back to six, something like that. Kula milsa kiyom tamim. At the end of the day, it was a full day. Rebelaza Omer shloshim v'shis, 36 hours. It stood. Azal shis v'kam treisar, it stood for six, and then it went down for 12. It stood for 12. Azal shis v'kam treisar, another six and another 12. Amidaso kiyom tamim, like a full. In other words, it stood a full day, but the whole thing lasted 36 hours. Because anyway, you have part of it. Anyway, 12 hours is daylight. Anyway, you have 12 hours of daylight, so it was an extra 24 hours, not a complete 24 hours. Rosh Hashanah Nachmeni Amar Arbaim Veshmona, 48 hours. Azal Shis V'Kam Treisar. First, it was 6 hours, then it stood for an extra 12. Azal Shis should have gone down V'Kam Esim V'Arba. Another 24 hours, it stayed lit. Shenemar, v'lo atz lavo kiyom tamim, right? Meaning, mechlal demeikara lav kiyom tam haya. It wasn't a full day, so it was a very big nes, 48 hours. Ikad Amri, others say, Bitosefta Pligi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Bitosefta Pligi, it's a Tosefta. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Esav Arba, 24 hours, meaning the whole nes was 24 hours. Azal Shitz Vikam Tracer, Azal Shitz Vikam Tracer, 612, 612. So it was an extra 24 hours. Amidaso Kiyom Tamim, right? Like a full day. Rabbi Leza Omer, Shloshim Vishesh, 36 hours. Azal Shitz Vikam Tracer, Azal Shitz Vikam Esim V'Arba, 24 hours. Flawat Lava Obyal Kiyom Tamim. Shmo Bar Nachmeni Omer, Arbar Mishmona, 48. Azal Shitz Vikam Esim V'Arba, Azal Shitz Vikam Esim V'Arba. Makish, Amidaso Lubiaso. There's a hekesh between the going down and the coming up. Ma Biyaso Kiyom Tamim. Normally it should be 24 hours. Af Amidaso Kiyom Tamim. It was an extra 24 hours of daylight. Okay, yeah. Right, that's the reason why it happened, because it was Erev Shabbos, and Hashem didn't want Yehoshua to be Mechal Shabbos, so he didn't make it Shabbos. It wasn't Shabbos yet. It's still sunlight, still Friday. That's what they say, Yeah. Why? I know. I know. And by the way, okay, it doesn't matter. Tanya, Tana, Kishem she'amda lochama liyoshua, just like it stood for him, kach amda lochama lemoshe ulanakdimon ben Gurion. So too it stood for Moshe, which doesn't say that in the Torah really, and also for Nakdimon ben Gurion, right? He was the one of those rich people in Yerushalayim, right? What's the story with them? Yoshua Kroy, Yoshua's a pasuk, it says that. Nakdimon ben Gurion Gemara. We have a tradition that he owed money to somebody and he told him, if I don't pay you back by such and such a date, you can take all my wells. So the date came, didn't have the money, so Hashem didn't let the son set until he paid him back. So he shouldn't lose all his money. Okay, that's a tradition. We have a tradition. Okay. And Lemoshe Minolan, how do you know that Moshe, same thing? So, Isya Achal Achal, it's a Kal V'Chomer. Ksiv Hacha Achal Teis Pachtacha. It says over there, it says by Moshe that Uksiv Hasan be Yeshua Achel Gadlecha. So it's the same word, so they make the same, it's a Gzereshava. I mean, Ryochan Amar Isya taste. Another two words. Ksiv Hacha Achel Teis Pachtacha Uksiv be Yeshua Bayom Teis Hashem Es Hamori. Okay, very good. Rishul Bar Nachmeni Amar Migufei Dekrosh Masle. No, from the pasuk itself, you could see that this happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? It says, "Asher Yashmion Shmacha Firagzu V'Chalu Miponecha." They're going to hear about you. They're going to tremble. Everyone's going to tremble about you. Amosai Ragzu V'Chalu Miponecha. When are they going to fear you and tremble? Misha Shamdalo Chama Laboshe. When the sun's going to stand for Moshe, they're going to fear and tremble. Meisvei. 1 minute. I know. But nothing to say. Meisvei, 1 second. It says, V'lohaya b'yomahu l'fanavu l'achrav. There was no day like this ever, by Yoshua. There's no day like this ever. So if Moshe and the sun stood, and the Megori and the sun stood, so what do you mean there would never happen like this before? Not true. So Ibai Sema shows who d'lohav in the fishi kulahai. Now it never stood for so long. Can mean that? V'Ibai Sema, or Avne barad lohave, they didn't have, by the other place, they didn't have hail falling. Dichsiv, Fahi Benosam, Mabne Bene Sol, Haim, Bemorod, Beis Choron, Vashem Hishlech Aleim, Avanim Gedolim, Mirashamayim, Ad Azka, Vayamusu. By Yoshua, you had hail. So you didn't have that by the other two. Okay? Ksiv, Vayomer, it says that when Shaul died, so Shmuel said like a kinnis, sort of, and it says in there, Vayomer, Lulameid b'nei Yehuda keshes, to teach Yehuda the bow. Hine,
wait,
what?
Who was dead before Shaul?
I'm sorry. David said it. Sorry. David, it's in Sefer Shmuel. David said it, like a kinnis, about Shaul and Yonathan, when they died. So it says, Vayomer, and he said, Lulameid b'nei Yehuda keshes, to teach Yehuda the bow. Hine ksuva al Sefer HaYashar. That's written in the Sefer HaYashar. So, my Sefer HaYashar. What Sefer HaYashar? Amar Vchia Bar Abba Amar Vyochanan Ze Sefer Av Mitzvah V'Yakov. This is in Chumash. Shenikru Yisharim. Tichziv, Behu, it says about them. Most Thomas Nafshi, most Yisharim. Fatiach Wisi Kamohu. Hecha Remisa? So where in the Torah does it say that Yehuda is going to be a bozeman? Where does it say that? So, Yehuda, Ata Yaducha, Achecha, you're known among your brothers. Yadcha Ba'oref Avecha, your hand's going to be in the neck of your enemy. Ve'ezei Malacha Shetzvicha Yad Keneged Oref. What kind of malacha do you need your hand by the neck? Hariyom is a keshes. It must be a bow and arrow. Where you have to pull the bow back. So that's what it means. Belaza Omer? No, no. Is that safe for Mishnah Torah? It's really safe for Dvarim. Vamai Karilu Sefer Yashar. Why is it called Sefer Yashar? Diksiv. Vasisa Yashar Vato Be'ene Hashem. Okay? So Vehecha Remiza. Where's the remez in Sefer Dvarim? To a bozeman. Yadav Rav Lo, right? Yadav Rav Lo, which is a pasuk that said by Yehuda, right? In Parshas Osa Bracha. The Ezo Malacha Shetzvicha Shtei Yadayim, what do you need both hands for? Not for a sword. Havi Omer, Zeh Keshes, it must be the bow. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer, Zeh Sefer Shoftim. It's called Sefer Shoftim. Vamai Kari Le Sefer Yashar, or Sefer Shoftim of all things, called Sefer Yashar. Dechsiv, Dichsiv b'yom ha'mahem, ein melech b'Yisrael, there was no king. Ish yashar b'ein of yasid. Everyone did whatever. Everyone did yashar. Every time you find the word yashar, you can say that's what the sefer means. Behecher remiza. Where is it hinted in sefer shoftim that the Yehuda is going to be bozeman? Laman das doros b'nei Yisrael l'lamdam melchama. Ve'ezhi malacha shetzvicha limud. What malacha requires limud? Right. What malacha requires limud? You don't need lima to hold the sword. Pick up a sword. Havi Omer, Zeh Keshes. When I'm the Yehuda Ksiv, how do you know that Yehuda? The Ksiv, it says, Mi Ya'alanu, Tchil Sakanani, Lilachim Bo, V'yomid Hashem, V'yom Hashem, Yehuda Ya'ale. Yehuda's the one that said, we'll go do it. They said, we'll take the initiative, we'll be the ones that are going to be that kind of special soldier. Okay. What does this have to do with anything? I have no idea. What does it do with anything? Okay. Then there's another pasuk there that says when Shaul lost his donkey once. His donkey? Yeah, his donkey once. He went to go look for it and he bumped into Shmuel HaNavi. Right? He bumped into Shmuel HaNavi. So he said and he ate with Shmuel HaNavi. And he said Vayarim Hatabach es Hashok, and the butcher lifted up the shok. Ve'he'eleha, he lifted it up, ve'yasem lifnei shol, and he put it in front of shol. My ve'he'eliya, what does that mean? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, shok ve'alya, the shok and the tailbone. The misamcha shok la'alya, because the tailbone's above the shok. The shok is the leg, the tailbone's on top. If you look at, they have a picture of it. The animal, not the tail itself, but the tailbone, is above the shok. That's what it means. Okay, again, Rabbi Elazar Omer, no, shok v'chaza. It was the shok and the chaza. My v'aliyah. What does it mean v'aliyah? Like he raised it up because the maches la l'chaza alive the shok kiboy anufe uman file. Because when you wave these items, if it would be a carbon, then you put that one on top of the other one. You put the chaza on top of the shok, and that's how you wave it. So that's why it uses a lashon of raising because it's on top of it. Rishul Bar Nachmeni Amar Vishofi, it's the shok Vishofi, the shok and a different part of the thigh. My vehaleh, what does that mean? The shofi liver the shokai, because the shofi is on top of the shok in the animal's structure. Okay, again, what all that meant? I don't know that. Okay, then we said lo tisyached isha imahem, a woman is not allowed to be alone with a guy. Right, that could lead to very unyeshivish things. So a woman cannot be alone with a guy. Okay? Now, what? Ah, so b'maya skina, what are we talking about? B'maya skina, what are we talking about? Ilim b'chad. Tell me a woman can't be alone with one guy. A woman can't be alone with one Jew either. Dekavasei gabi yisro mishari. Can't be alone with a Jew. Vatnan, lo yisachet ish echad im shnei nashim. You can't be alone with one man with two women. And yeah, Ella Bitlasa. It must be, we're talking about three goyim. Three goyim? Yes, three goyim. Now, the kavose, so they were three goyim. That's different. A lot of people are three Jews. A woman could be with three men. Is that true? Can't she be with three men? Not so simple. The kavose gabi Yisrael beprutim mishari. If they're low lifes, that's also not mutter. Why? Did not nan aval isha achas misyachedesim shnei anashim. A woman could be with one woman could be with two men. From Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo shanu ela b'cheirim. That's true with good normal people. Aval beprutim afilu asar namilo. Even you can't be with 10 men. Night. Sorry. Maisahaya, there was a story, Votsia Asara Bemita. They took out 10 women, there was one woman, and 10 men were with her over there. Right? I think they took her out, they pretended she was dead.
Yes.
They pretended she was dead to get her out, to go violate, to go do something with her. Right? Some not improper thing with her. So what do you see? What's the goyim? Why is the goyim different? Jews, there's no difference over here. So the Gemara says, listen to this answer. Lo tzricha b'ishto imo. No. The case is, the wife is there. The wife is there. If your wife is there, you could be the biggest low life on earth, nothing's happening. You could be alone with another woman if your wife is there.
Even with one.
Even with one, even 1,000. Lo tzricha b'ishto imo. But a guy, ein ishto mishmarto. The wife is irrelevant. The wife can't stop him. She's not going to stop him. She doesn't care. Irrelevant. Therefore, you can't be alone with a guy, and the wife is over there, sitting in the room. Aval Yisrael, ishto, mishmarto. When it comes to Yisrael, the wife will watch him. So even if you're the biggest lowlife on earth, and you cannot be alone with a woman, with your wife you could. That's the difference between a Jew and a guy. You like that difference? Now, why do we give the reason that they can't be alone? Because something improper is going to happen. Maybe he'll kill her. Right? We're afraid of that. He'll be alone with a guy. We're talking about a chash of a woman. He's afraid to touch her. He's afraid. She's some senator or something. Not going to kill a senator. Right? The wife of the senator or something. Not going to do that. What? We're going to get to the... No, so then we said, that's why they can't be alone. For that reason. They can't be alone because they'll violate her. Not going to kill her. Right? The big difference. So Rashi says, listen to this Rashi. Be'isha chashuva, bein hanashim, u'bein hanashim. Right? She's a isha chashuva, men think she's chashuv, and women think she's chashuv. What's the difference between men and women? Isha Yafa, if she's pretty, Vikrova Lamalchus, and she's also close to the king. So she has two miles. Number one, she's pretty. And number two, she's close to the king. So men are afraid of her, and women also have respect for her. She's also a chash of a woman, right? Demistifu mine, everyone's afraid of her. Velokatli le, no one's going to kill her, because she's too important. Aval mishum arayis, but because of arayis, Ika, that's a problem. Diophila, because she's good looking. She's good looking, so that's a problem. That people, you're going to violate her? They can't hold themselves back. She's very good looking. Kill her, not everybody, no one's going to do that. She's too important. Violating her, that could happen. She's very good looking. V'istrich lashm inon, delo disyached, chayshinon, shema tispate. I need you to tell me that they can't be alone together, because she's very, even though she's important, but she's very good looking. Goy can't hold himself back. Aval isha she'ena chashuva bein hanashim, but if she's not chashuv by men, v'chashuva bein hanashim, but she's chashuv by women. In other words, she's ugly, but she's some senator's wife, so the men, I'm impressed with that, she's ugly, but she's still special, she's still important. Nami ika deba aleha v'achakach harga. We're afraid that they're going to What? I know. So therefore, there's no respect. No, but there's no respect. That's the kish. There's no respect. She's ugly. There's no respect. As the Rashi says, "Delo svirle isha klizayna aleha." We don't say that a woman has her natural charms to save her life. We don't say that, or to even save herself from being violated, which Gemara is going to say in a minute. This Tana doesn't hold from that. She has natural, klizai means weapons. She has natural weapons. Her natural weapons can save her. We don't say that. V'chashuva bein ha'nashim, v'lo bein ha'nashim, but if she's chashuv only by men, and not by women, what does that mean? That means she's good looking. Muteres lehis yachid. They're allowed to be alone. Mishum arayis leka, I'm sorry, mishum arayis leka de'en yafa. I'm sorry, the good looking is by the women. The women think she's good looking. Oh, she's so good looking. She's one of us. She's so pretty. The men don't care what she looks like. The men only care about power. So Rashi says. They only care about power. So if she's, as Rashi says at the end, if she's chashuva bein ha'anashim, by the men, v'lo bein, not the women. Why? What does that mean? That means she's powerful but not good looking, right? Muteres lehis yachid. They can be alone together. Why? I'm not going to touch her. A, she's not good looking. And B, she's special. It's important. Umishum arayis leka de'en yafa. She's not good looking. Nobody's going to go near that one. So, not a problem. You hear this, Kamara? Tanya kavase davidi baravin ha'isha afal pisha shalom ima. Even though this woman's peaceful, good looking, whatever it is, lo tishachid ima. They can't be alone together. Mibnei shechashudin al harayos, because they're chashud on harayos, right? I skipped. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, we're talking about Isha Chashuva, that what? That you're afraid of her. Yeah, right. Either she's good looking or not, depending on the men and the women. No. Isha Klizayin Olao. Isha, a woman herself, has her natural charms to ward off. Right, the question was, you're not allowed to be alone together because they're going to violate her. So the Gemara asked, maybe he'll kill her. Men are chashed on Shrichas Damim. Why aren't we afraid of that? First, he says, no, she's too important to kill. Either she's too good-looking or she's too special. Not going to kill her. That was the first answer. Vidi Baravin says, no. Oman has natural charms. She'll talk her way out of that.
Out of
being killed. They can't be alone together because he might violate her. What about killing her? Nah, she'll talk her way out of that. That wasn't a reason. So, that's not what it means. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean she's a black belt. It means she has natural charms. She'll talk her way out of it. That's what it means. May be naihu. What's the difference in these two reasons? Ikabinayhu, Isha Chashuva bein ha'anashim, she's chashuv by the men, the she'ena chashuva bein ha'anashim. But she's not chashuv by the women. So therefore what? So Rashi explains, the last skinny line over here, that Isha Chashuva bein ha'anashim, krova l'malchus, she's a very important woman. She's the king's sister. Right? But ve'ena chashuva bein ha'anashim, ein yafa. But the women don't respect her because she's not pretty. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Mukila Beisha Chashuva, he said it's a chashuva woman, the Mashma Chashuva Bein Hanashim Ubein Hanashim. She's chashuva by both, meaning she's good looking and she's a king's sister, right? The Krova L'Malchus he V'lo Katlila. They're not going to kill her because she's too important. Avol Mishum Arayis Ikol Lemechash Diafu. But Arayis is still suspect because she's good looking. Huh? No, she's both. If she has both, then we're not afraid she's going to kill her. But we're still afraid someone's going to violate her. Because she's good looking. Hecha, hacha, chashuva bein ha'anashim, v'lo bein ha'anashim, shayra liyachde. But it's only she's only important because she's the king's sister. But she's 85 years old. There's no attraction over there. You can be alone together with her. What are you going to do with this woman already? You're not going to kill her. She's too important. You're not going to violate her. She's too ugly. You're not going to kill her, she's too important. Because she's ugly. She's not going to do that either because she's ugly. You hear this, Kamar? You hear this, Rashi?
Yeah,
it's fascinating.
We went to three blocks about bestiality and not worried about that, but
she's good, not good looking, don't worry about it. Now, listen, maybe the animal is better looking than her. What can I tell you?
I'll venture be a dog.
What? Yeah. Now, Lurav Edi. Ravidi asiruli yachte, but Ravidi says no matter what they can't be alone together because dekulu cheshinan leerva. What was choshish for that? What was choshish for that? Says Ravidi. What was choshish for that? Right. The hastama ka'amar isha klizena aleha. Now we say she's not going to kill her because a woman has charms, natural defenses to talk her way out of killing her. Right. V'lo ka'amar hacha isha yafa skin de klizena aleha. Okay. So back to the Gemara. Tanya Kavase Ravidi, we have a Bryce that says Ravidi's right. Because it says, Ravidi Baravin. Says the Isha Afabisha Shalomima, even though she has peace with her, Lotus Yachid Imahen, you can't be alone together, and then Shechashudin al Arayas, because she's Chashud on Arayas. According to the Rabbi Yirmiyah, there was no Chashash. If she's good looking and important, not gonna, or if she's ugly and important, you're not gonna go near her. This one said that's not a factor. So you see that we have a Brice that supports him. Okay. Next. Lo Yisyachid Adam Imahen. Alright, that's up to? Now, a man can't be alone with a guy, because we suspect he'll kill him. And we're going to learn in the next few days. You can't take a haircut by a guy. Not in those days. Right? Why? Because he's cutting you by the neck. The temptation's too great for him. You can't put yourself in that. You can't sit down in that chair and let him do that to you. You can't do that. Knives, right. A chashad on arayas. A chashad on shvichas damim.
Even these chashad made a difference.
What?
A woman makes a difference. If she chashad here, there's no distinction.
Apparently, no distinction, right? Tanu Rabbanan, Yisrael Shen is damin lo ovikol chavim b'derech. You bump into a guy. You're going together with a guy on the road, on the caravan. Toflo liyamino. If he has a weapon, then be on his right side, so that if he reaches for his weapon with his right hand, you'll be able to stop him. Now, if it's a sword, you're right. Toflo liyamino. You go on the right side. But b'makel. But if it's a stick, which he holds in his left hand, toflo b'smolo smolo. Get on his left side so you can stop him.
That's what people do, shake hands to see if they have arms.
Well, that's how it used to start? Interesting.
If you have an arm, you can't shake hands.
What? How you all in...
Americans drive on the right hand side of the road.
That's not why.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Originally, if you had swords, you'd pass right side to right side because you'd use your right hand.
Oh, interesting. You heard that before?
And then Napoleon said, yeah, but we don't use swords anymore, we use guns. And you shoot across there, so he moved his army to the right-hand side.
Oh, interesting. Are you all of a mile?
We don't have guns, so we stay on the left.
Right. Are you all of a mile? If you're going up the road, or Yarden Beririda, or you're going down the road, lo yehe Yisrael lamata v'vigachavim lamaila, don't let the Jew be on the bottom and the guy be on top. El Yisrael Maila Vavkachavim Mata. The Jew should be on the top and the guy should be on the bottom.
That's the minute that they drive in the rain or the fog, you probably on the guy's taillights.
Right, exactly. Exactly. V'al Yisuach Lefanov. Don't strike up a conversation with this guy. Shema Yarutz Es Gulgaloso. Maybe he'll kill you. Don't strike up a conversation because you don't want him to kill you.
No, it says don't bend down.
Don't bend down because maybe he'll kill you. Okay, fine. Shalu Lehechen Halach. If he asks you where you're going, Yarchiv lo es haderech, tell him you're going to California. You're going on the train. Where are you going? I'm going to California. You're going on the Long Island Railroad. I'm going my head headed to California. Tell him you're getting a far away. Then at Penn Station you get off, right? But tell him far away. Kedarach shas Yaakov Avinu leEsav haRasha. Yaakov Avinu said the same thing. Oh, California. I'm not following this guy to California. That's too far of a drive. Ah, I'll let this Jew live, right? Kedichsev Adash Yavo Eladoni Seira Uksiv. The Yaakov Nasa Sukosa, he stopped at Sukkos. He had no intention of going to Seira. He just told Yosef that. You do the same thing. Wherever the guy, where are you getting off? Dali, you're getting off some crazy stop. Not getting off there. Maisa, Betalmidi Rabbi Akiva, Shayaholchim Lechziv. They were going to Chziv. Pagu Bolistim. They bumped into a bunch of bandits. Amulahem, Lana Teholchim. Where are you going? Amulahem, Lako. We're going all the way to Akko. Akko, oh, wow. So far. Have a good time. Kivin Shigil Lechziv. When they got to Kziv, Pirshu, they got off. They got off the caravan. They got off. So Amru Lahem Talmidim Miaten. Who are you Talmidim of exactly? So Amru Lahem Talmidai Rabbi Akiva. We're Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. By the way, these people were Jews. They were Jewish bandits. Rashi says they were Jewish bandits. They were Jews. Who are you? What yeshiva are you learning, boys? So that we learned by Rabbi Akiva. So Amru Lahem Asher Rabbi Akiva v'Talmidav. Well, Rabbi Akiva is such a good guy. Luckily, Rabbi Akiva has told me, Shalom Pogubim Adam Rami Olam. You told me you're going to Akko to not have to talk to us bandits. You guys have a good Rabbi over there. Praise Rabbi Akiva. What? I know, so I guess the problem is that they're afraid they're going to kill him when they leave. I don't know.
We
don't know which Talmidim these are. Anyway, Rabbi Manasseh have Azil lebei torta. Rabbi Nasha was going to bei torta. Pagube ganavi. He bumped into a bunch of ganavim. Amrule, they said to him, Laan Kaazlat, where are you going? Amalahan, Lapumpadisa, I'm going to Pumpadisa. Kimata Lebei Tarta, when they got to that stop, Piresh, Rabbi Nasha got off. Amrule, so the Ganavim said, Talmide de Yehuda, Ramoyat, you're a Talmud of Yehuda, the trickster. You're a liar. Amrulehu, what's Rabbi Yehuda? No, but why do you call him that?
He taught them to fool the bandits.
This doesn't say that.
There are more that they fooled the bandits.
I know, but when did Rabbi Yehuda say that? So he told him, it must be, your Rebbe must have said it sometime. Your Rebbe must have told you to say that to bandits, to lie to them. Amalahu, he said, Yadisule? You know him? You know Rebbe Yehuda? That he's a liar? Yehirava, which means Yehiratzon, Delehevi Hinu Anche Bishante. That you all you people should be, all you bandits should be in excommunicated. Which means, you're not going to have any Hatzlacha in your banditry. Azlu, they went. Avdu Kenevesa Esavitarte Shinin. They were bandits for 22 years. Flo Itzlachu, they had no Hatzlacha, they had no luck. Nebuch, they had no luck.
Wait, but you gotta have a luck to be a bandit also.
What? Yeah, right. Kibun Dechazu, then they saw that this was going on. Asu Kule Tavu Shamtaihu. They all went to Rav Menashe to undo that ban. Please undo the ban. So, Fahavi Buchad Girdana, there was one weaver among them. He didn't go to undo the ban. And Achla Aryeh, a lion got him. A lion ate him. So people say, Girdana, the low Taivan, a weaver, doesn't have any eyes. Shata Batir Mishani.
He's not humble.
I'm not humble. He has less years, right? Okay, go back and get the curse removed. You don't want to get the curse removed. You're not humble. You're gonna lose out.
I think they waited 22 years to decide that they weren't successful.
I know they kept on trying, right? No, a different technique. A different old lady will try to rob, right? Tachazi, look at this. Man meganavi bavel, the listim to Eretz Yisrael. Look at the difference between a Jewish ganav and a goyish ganav. A Jewish ganav tells the boys, "Oh, your rebbe's a good rebbe." That's what a Jewish ganav does. A Jewish ganav, right? It tells him, who's he, what yeshiva you learning? Rabbi Akiva, you guys are good guys. You keep it up, right? You go tell Rabbi Akiva he's a good man. Okay, but at least they say, you're a good man. Rabbi Akiva's a good guy. He's a good rebbe. And what are the ganavim over here? No, they talk back to him. They get cursed. That's the difference. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow by the Mishnah, which is the new volume in the... I'm not going to be here, no.